Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
I'm going to do something a little bit different today. We've never done this before, but in one of my leadership groups, my top leadership, one of my girls posted a question, and I was responding to her question, and I just kept going and going, and it became this wall of text. So then I figured I would just record it for her and for them, the answer to the question. And then I realized this question, you guys who listening to this call, you leaders, are really going to relate to what she asked me. And so my answer is probably going to resonate with a lot of you. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to read you this post real quick, and then I'm going to give you my response to this. So here's the post. Okay, guys, so real talk. I have talked to several leaders and I'm just kind of lost. I feel like this challenge group is amazing, but so many are feeling defeated. So many feel like they are pushing so hard, giving it their all, and they just aren't seeing results. They are feeling like all these bonuses and things corporate is doing to help us is just discouraging them because they are pushing so hard and then not reaching their goals. I'm just trying to brainstorm because I'm at a loss of what to say or do at this point. I've told numerous that it is okay to get a job if that's what they need to do to provide for their family and not to feel defeated or that you've let people down, but they are just having so much guilt on themselves, and I honestly have no words to tell them because I know everyone's volumes are struggling, everyone's checks have been down, etc. Any words of wisdom? So you guys can probably relate to this question. You've probably gotten messages like this. Your team might be voicing concerns like this. I mentioned on a previous podcast this week about being everybody's cheerleader, and I've gotten many a message like this. A lot of people are going through this season together, so a lot of you can probably relate and wonder how to answer this question. So here's my response to that question. Okay, so first, I would ask you if you are feeling defeated. Are you keeping yourself filled up, or do you feel like you are allowing yourself to give in to fear, doubt, and negativity? If we as true leaders give in, then we will be leading and trying to build our business out of fear, and that doesn't work. I keep reading the post, and I keep going over the part about how the bonuses Mark is putting out are making people feel defeated, and it boggles my mind. Would they prefer that Mark not put bonuses out? Because it feels like all our teams do is beg for bonuses. And it's got to be hard to be Mark. It's almost like he's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. But anyway, here's what I know. God is a God of resurrection, of making beauty from ashes. Over and over in Scripture, we see this repeated. He is a God who loves to restore despite all odds and when things look hopeless. That's when He gets to work. And as long as we stay faithful, keep working and planting seeds, even when there's no sign of rain, then we will eventually reap the harvest. Leaders are made in storms. Is a person truly a leader if they've never had to lead through a storm, a time when things were awful? If they've only ever led, quote-unquote led, based on rank or income, and never when those things are taken away, can we truly say they were a leader? Are they a leader? Part of our problem is that the people we have called leaders when things were or are good are not really leaders when we need them the most. If people are quitting, then they are not earning the reward that is coming. And if leaders are consistently bringing you down, then they're not the leaders that we need. Because leaders lift. I can speak to this because I myself was considering going back to work at one time when I was going through my own mud. But instead of feeling defeated, I got angry and determined to succeed and to take as many with me through the eye of the storm if they just get on my ship. Going back to work or getting a part-time job is only a failure if they allow themselves to see it that way. Mark and Cindy had to go back and do what they did before It Works because they couldn't pay a salary. They could have let that be defeat. They could have said, oh my gosh, we thought we'd never have to flip a house again. Has It Works failed? Have we failed? Nope. It was a means to an end, a big end. $1 billion end. Our entire economy is down right now. I don't know if you know this, but we as a nation have grown something like 1% this year when normally we grow at a pace of over 3%. My dad works at a boat store, and they have had the slowest year in 15 years of boat sales. Have they changed their sales tactics on selling boats? Have they changed what they're selling? Have they changed their products, their merchandise? No, nothing has changed. 2016 just stinks. Some people are curious, you know, they say, back to her original post, I'm doing all the right things and it's not producing anything. Well, if they're doing all the right things, then maybe it's not them. If what they're doing has produced in the past, then why are we letting that defeat us? That means that something's happening beyond our control. Our own industry is flat or down to last year. Almost every single company except It Works is down or flat to last year. There are still newbies in this company doing awesome, and they have no clue that this is a down year. Being in 4 years, I've seen the cycles, and I trust our seasons. I know that everything is going to come back, and the things we are doing are going to produce again. And those of us who kept planting, who kept going, will reap the harvest. I think about Noah building the ark when there had never been rain before in the history of the earth. I mean, people thought he was crazy. He's building an ark and there's never even been rain before. So I'm going to keep building my ark because God has called me here. And soon, maybe after the election, that's what I'm praying for, maybe in first quarter, the rain is going to come again and my harvest is going to be huge and I will be floating along on my ark. Our quote-unquote leaders have to decide if they believe. Do they trust Mark? Are they willing to do what he did, to fight through the drought and the hopelessness, to allow God to resurrect, restore, and allow us to reap the harvest? Or do these leaders have short-sighted vision and are going to allow this season to defeat them? It's a choice, like a marriage. Fight for it or walk away. So that's what I'll leave you with today. I hope that helps. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.